Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We are fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on one thing and one thing only: making cancer history.
Go from
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji.
It's fine. You guys can talk all you want.
Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. We happen to be live at the official Cubs team store on Michigan Avenue. The address is 663 North Michigan. It is new, and we are here until 6:30, but this store is open until 9 tonight if you want to stop by and shop and buy things. That's what we're here for. Anyway, for the Bears, it's been, well, kind of a rough season, you know that. And yesterday, things did not go well for the team. They lost to the Packers. They had the lead late, and then things got away from them. And there was one particular play, a 60-yard pass play from Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson. That was the big play of the game. But Coach John Fox says it was more than just that.
There's a whole lot of plays before that one, you know, I think, that affected the outcome of the game. So, you know, obviously it was a big play, but it wasn't the only big play. I think the biggest factor in that game is it was -4 in a turnover ratio.
Well, there was that, and the big play that we're talking about, though, set up the game-winning field goal for the Packers. The Bears are now 3-11. We also find out today that Eddie Royal is done for the year. He's been placed on injured reserve. So up next, the Bears have Washington, and they play tonight. Washington will take on the Panthers. We've got that broadcast here on The Score starting at 6:45. Elsewhere in the league, the Texans say that Tom Savage will get the start at QB against Cincinnati on Saturday. He's taken over for Brock Osweiler. The Bulls have lost 3 straight games. They've got the Pistons at home tonight, and they will try to end that losing streak. Clippers forward/center Blake Griffin is out 3 to 6 weeks. He's having surgery on his knee. An honor for Blackhawks forward Artemi Panarin. He is named one of the NHL's 3 stars of the week. There's college football going on right now, the Miami Beach Bowl. It is getting late in this one. Tulsa leads Central Michigan 55-10. The game is in the fourth quarter. NIU and Minnesota former head coach Jerry Kill has been named offensive coordinator at Rutgers. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And Hum by Verizon is all the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. So plug it in for an amazing, all kinds of amazing adventure or features like emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, vehicle location, and more, and adventures. Upgrade your car with Hum today at hum.com. I don't know. There's a lot wrong with me.
Look,
are you just figuring this out?
Adventures.
Well, for some reason, I saw the word features and adventures was in my head, and so I said that, and now I'm making fun of myself. And then you're deciding to pile on.
Because it's
so
fun.
Really, you know what this means? Because this just means you're a giant butthole.
What the hell's going on out here?
I think people know that.
Somebody's going to hold you to it. I mean, somebody, now that you've promised all kinds of adventures, you got to follow through, man.
Well, and I don't have to. Yeah, Verizon has
no,
to.
You
this is
do.
On Verizon. Hum by Verizon has to provide you with all kinds of adventures. I didn't say it. They did.
No, you misspoke. Therefore, it's on you now. Oh. It's your responsibility to provide the promised adventures.
Well, here's the thing. It's out there. I can't take it back. So, sorry, Hum. You guys got to figure it out now. It's all on you. Hum.com. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Chris Ranji, and that's exactly what it says. Uh-huh. I didn't make that up.
I know.
I'm Chris Ranji. Well, you were laughing like I did.
No,
I'm Chris Ranji. You were listening.
At you, you're
well, stop doing that. somebody drew one on my car in the snow.
Yep. You deserved it.
That's true. Well, that's really nice. And then, you know, I cleared it off, and then it snowed again.
Yeah.
And somebody else drew a big heart. And I thought, well, this is a lot nicer than a big PP. I mean, that wasn't. Don't you think that's a nice thing to do?
I wouldn't draw a big heart.
Let's go.
Well, Chris has things to do, so I have to go now. I'm sorry. You're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
With Mully and Hanley breaking down Bears and coverage all day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by the book, What It Takes. Purchase it today on Amazon.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Zach Miller.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Zach Miller! Touchdown, Bears!
Tight end for your Chicago Bears.
Touchdown, Zach Miller.
End zone, touchdown! Wide open, the tight end, Zach Miller.
Taking you inside the game.
Touchdown for Zach Miller. So he keeps calling Miller's number. Blows kisses to the crowd.
Zach Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 5:06 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, we can look at the game through the eyes of our very own football expert. Zach Miller is on Twitter at ZMiller86, and the Bears tight end now is with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. The Bears and the Packers were indeed ready for the chill of what was technically late fall, if meteorological winter, and ended up being a very entertaining game that ended up with the resurgent Bears not resurgent enough. Another disappointment, Zach.
That's been the story of our 2016 season, man.
So I don't know if you were on the field or smart.
Where were you?
Or smart enough to not be?
Yeah. Where were you?
I watched the game from the locker room.
You are a smart guy. See, I knew that.
They wouldn't let me on the field with my scooter, man. They don't have snow chains anyway.
But everybody thought that, okay, after the touchdown by Michael, you're thinking, okay, well, this one's over and the Bears get outclassed. Did you think that the Packers just kind of had packed it in a little bit and thought, okay, maybe we can get on our heels? Because all of a sudden, Alshon Jeffrey was on the team again. Like, he wasn't on the team the first three quarters, and I couldn't figure out what happened.
You know, I think it got to like 27-10 or something like that. Is that what it got to?
That's what it was.
I think
27-10,
yep.
Yeah, when it hit 27-10, you know, there was a point where it was either this thing's going to get out of hand or they're going to keep on playing and see if they can fight back. And they started, you know, throwing the ball to Al, you know, that whole drive where he's making plays and kind of swing the momentum to get in the end zone and continue to fight. And once again, get into position to win, but just fell off short.
How difficult is it for you now? You're getting to be a regular at this now, sadly, again, to just sit around and watch these games. I mean, they're torture for people who have watched them forever, Zach. I wonder how they are for you.
I despise it, really. It's tough to do. Just, not being able to do something you love, but watching other people do it, regardless if it's your teammates, it's other guys. When you want to do something and you enjoy doing it so much, it's just not any fun. Being able to not participate and then seeing the results and the issues that we're having as a team, it's just not a good situation for all of us.
Do you yell at the TV like the rest of us?
Yeah, I do.
Because
it's weird because I go from you find yourself sitting, you know, watching football where it's what I do, but then you're sitting there watching the TV and it's almost like you're kind of a fan again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I gotta be careful of what I say when I'm sitting inside the locker room trying to yell at a TV.
But, I was just thinking that, because if you're like, Fox, you idiot, what are you doing? It's like, hey, you know, it's still coach.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say any of that. I didn't yell any of that stuff. You guys are going to get me in trouble.
No. It's our job to yell some of that stuff, because especially at the end, you know, my position, whether to go for it or whether to kick the field goal, I think either position is defensible. I totally understand a coach saying, man, we're killing them this quarter. We're winning every phase. We're doing great. If we just extend the game, we'll be fine. And you know, let's kick it. Let's go. But then I didn't know that the play calling necessarily made sense. I also wouldn't have an issue if he said, hey, we got nothing to lose.
Right,
let's tell these big fat guys to line up and push the, you know, get ahead of Jordan Howard and run this thing. And I wouldn't have a problem with either strategy. I was just concerned a little bit about how the clock happened. Okay.
Going, if obviously, if you know, we hold them on third down, maybe goes to overtime, and the probably what Coach Fox envisioned happens, it's not being questioned. But you can also say, you know, what do we got to lose at this point? That's why they pay him. That's why they pay him that amount of money to make those decisions. I'm sure everybody looking back with hindsight 2020 says go for it on fourth and one, and let's see if we can win this game, but. Tough situations, third and 11, no timeout. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was thinking, let's get this thing in OT. You know, where we had a chance, and it just, I'm not sure coverage wise. I haven't got to see the all 22 tape where I can actually see the coverage or what, you know, what the play was called for that, but can't let a guy get behind you. I'm sure whoever was in the secondary understands that. In that situation with that amount of time and that down and distance, to allow a play like that, unfortunate for us. And kind of like I said, when you opened up segments, just the tale of our 2016.
We were talking a lot about clock management, about how some coaches, some people just have an understanding of, okay, if we want to extend the game, here's where we got to take the timeouts. Here's the decisions we have to make. And if we want to try to shorten the game, here are the opposite decisions. And look, you play a lot of Madden. Some of those, believe it or not, there are people who are, there are kids who are good at this simply because of the way the game is simulated there. And there were stories about, I don't know if you know Brad Maynard, the former Bears punter, but the stories about him understanding clock management are legend, that the guy just has a brain, that he knew exactly, and he'd whisper it to be, you know, if we want to do this, we should do this, this, and this, and he was just on it. He just knew it. And some guys' brains work that way. Are you like that? Like, can you, in a game, think, why aren't we calling timeout here, or why are we letting the clock run here, this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's instances where you're looking and you're thinking, you know, for me, especially when with my quarterback background, I was kind of, I already had that in my mind, you know, next play, if such and such happens, we're going to pop a timeout or we're going to let the clock run. When you get like successive plays where, okay, can we kneel this thing out, and you're doing all this math in your head. So it's one of those things where I tend to pay attention to, but, you know, those coaches and the analytic team, you know, that's on really on every single NFL team, they have a formula, you know, certain situations, time of the clock, down by so much, up by so much, really when to use these things. But I think it comes down to the human element, you know, instincts and things like that. But those are tough situations where you got to be able to manage all this stuff.
Well, we know now you chafe watching Bears games. I could see where that would make you crazy. How about other games? Did you watch any other football after the Bears game yesterday, or had you had enough?
I watched a little bit, just trying to get home, you know, after that game, but I'll watch the Monday night game here. I was just watching the end of that, that Miami Beach Bowl.
Oof.
Those guys are calling timeouts with like a minute and 10 seconds left, down by 40. In that situation, I'd let the clock run.
There you go. That's why you're a brilliant football mind. And we talked a little bit about Matt Barkley and have been as he's been playing. And I don't know if you've been in Chicago long enough to understand, as we do, having been here for decades, the desire that Bears fans have to always find something other than what they have. And with the slightest glimmers of hope, people in this town get crazy, tantalized by the slightest possibility that some new thing might be something better than what the quarterback history of this franchise has been. And I think Matt Barkley deserves a great deal of commendation for his level of performance. And then I hear scouts talk about him and say what has been seen of him since he's been around the league. But I will say that it's always a good story when somebody like him continues with the more opportunity that he's gotten to show, at the very least, he looks like he belongs as an NFL signal caller in some capacity, and he's not overwhelmed by moment and certainly willing to step up there and I guess the old coaching phrase, he's not afraid to try to make a play.
No, he's not. He's done great since he stepped in. I mean, it's not nudity. I mean, people watch the game, they see him. He's put us in position to be able to win football games, and he can't do it on his own. He needs the entire team to rally around him, and we just haven't played well enough as a team to get those wins. But Matt has been efficient enough to get us there and have these opportunities. And, you know, things go differently in certain instances. He's got a couple wins under his belt. He's capable. I understand the fans, you know, want to. You always want what you can't have, you know. You right. see something and you want to replace it. Everybody's always constantly talking about what's coming next, who can be better, what's better. And that's a week-to-week thing. That's a game-by-game situation where you got guys, fans, people praising you 1 week, and then the next week they're trying to kick you out the door. That's just the nature of you know, our league and how football is nowadays. So I understand the viewpoint of that, but you know, talking about Matt, he's done well enough to continue to play and get a look. So he's got two more games to build that resume and really see how he can move into the offseason and see how things move forward.
I mentioned the other day, Zach, we were talking about Barkley, and that he certainly gets all the off the field and the huddle and the sideline stuff. Did you know him at all before this?
No. Okay. The first time I met him was when we brought him in, you know, middle of the year, whenever that we brought him in. And then that was kind of the first time I'd met him, and obviously him and I being teammates. So it's been a short-lived relationship, but he's well-liked in the locker room and respected, I think, just the way that he stepped in and played for the last couple weeks.
You know, we talked about the way the game has been officiated, what constitutes a catch, et cetera. And I noticed yesterday, specifically, there was the play where Kadeem Carey took a helmet-to-helmet hit that actually knocked the decal off his helmet. I mean, really, I can say that's cool because it's not my brain getting knocked around. If I'm watching it happen to other people, I thought, wow, that's really cool. But then I'm realizing that wasn't the first helmet-to-helmet hit that I saw. You know, uncalled, and I don't know if it gets fined or not. And there were multiple throughout the game and throughout every game I watched. Now, a couple years ago, they said, well, no more helmet-to-helmet contact. And there was a lot of flagging of what appeared to be incidental helmet-to-helmet contact. And then other people pushed back and said, oh, let them play football. That's the game they signed up for. And I think it swung back the other way now. That I don't know what is a legal helmet-to-helmet hit because I sure see a lot of them.
Yeah, and especially in that case where it's running back, linebacker, in you know, meeting in the hole, that's difficult to just kind of judge. I think the rules for running backs is if they're deliberately lowering their head or whatever, but you know, I get to see that view from the TV when they replay it and you see that C popping off and knowing you know, the amount of force that it takes to deliver a blow like that, especially in Kadeem's case, because he runs more violent than anybody I've ever been around. He runs hard. He plays hard every play. You know, he took a couple licks even on special teams where he's delivering blows, taking blows all day long. So it's a rough game. I know it, but I think more the helmet to helmet, you know, situations that the league looks at is probably the defenseless guys up in the air going for footballs, opposed to running backs and stuff in the hole, or like blindside blocks.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, Ira. That was interesting to you, because we wonder sometimes if you look at that, oh my God, they knocked his decal off. Yeah. I mean, it's just so damn entertaining. I was wondering if that's what we were asked, because I wondered, nothing like that before. Can you recall anybody getting a decal knocked off a helmet?
No, I've seen where your decal maybe gets torn up a little bit, or kind of part of it will rip off, but I've never seen it pop clean off a helmet. And it might have been, you know, the elements, the weather, the cold, the cold air and frigid temperatures, where it just, right where he hit, where the linebacker hit him, you could tell he hit right where his decal probably started. I mean, that thing flew off. It, mm-hmm. it just kind of fluttered to the ground. That thing popped. And they put it in slow-mo on TV, you know, a number of times, so you got to see that thing. That's something I've never seen throughout my entire career.
When you watch games, and if you've actually been able to sit there watching games with your kids, have they ever asked any difficult questions of you about the dangers of the game? Do you ever hear stuff like, hey, does that happen to you? Or when if somebody gets carted off, or if somebody, you know, if one of these really scary situations, a guy's lying there and everybody's, you know, praying, do you ever have to sort of swallow hard and deal with being honest about how dangerous the game is that you play?
No, I haven't yet. You can tell, like, when I got hurt this year, you could tell that they were kind of worried or, like, wondering why I wasn't playing. We were watching the game last week when they were out of town, and my son was like, hey, Dad, are you going to catch a touchdown today? I'm like, no, buddy, I'm going to sit here and watch the game with you. I can't be in two places. So they see wherever the Bears are at, they associate me with that. So, but no, I haven't had a chance to, or haven't had a certain situation pop up where I got to explain, how violent this game really is. But I know when I was coming home from that New York game, there was some concern, because when I walked in, my daughter didn't even want to come see me because she knew I was hurt.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, but it's one of those things where they understand how much we love this game. I mean, we're a football family. We've been a football family forever. So one day they'll understand the amount of work you got to put in to really survive the violence of this football game.
It's probably better
question
than
we let you go. What kind of a quarterback were you? Because all quarterbacks make all the money, Zach. I mean, what kind of a quarterback were you? Were you any good?
I was all right, man. I was good. Dual threat. I would throw it early in the year, and then, you know, we get late in the year, start getting cold, and we'd run the heck out of it. running some option, running gun. So I had a lot of fun with my college career. We were a good team, and we're competing all year long, and made the playoffs every single year. But unfortunately, after I left, they had to move to 1AA and decided not to take the football program with them.
You killed the football program.
Zach Miller, you killed football.
Man. Wow.
It's a sad thing.
Yeah, but look, there's so many trash quarterbacks still trying to make it work. It's just unbelievable to me that you have the college game has diverged from the program to the point where understanding a front, understanding a mic point, knowing when you send somebody in motion, you're doing it for a reason, to look for a certain reaction, and dictating coverage and looking at the hots and all that. It's they've made quarterbacking really hard. And maybe I know it's the speed of the league and the complexity of offenses. It's just so damn hard for so many people to get to find the valuable developmental time at high speeds because of what you're allowed to do in practice and not allowed to do. It's just it's finding these guys, you know, at some point you might want to, you know, pick up a ball and just start tossing it to somebody because you never know.
Yeah, it really the mental capacity is probably the most challenging part from that position, as far as, you know, reading and reacting to coverages on the go, mic points, all these fronts, setting the protection, where you got to know if you're going to be hot, if your back's going to be able to get out, where there's a ton of things that you got to figure out and communicate to people before the plays even think about beginning.
And if you don't, you might get yourself killed by that.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. That's where guys, those are the quarterbacks that are really good, and they put guys in position and switch the protection and maybe bump a backup so they cover their butt and they know they're not going to get smoked. Get the ball out of their hand and really take care of themselves before they can even get the play started.
Well, look at Aaron Rodgers. Come on, look, you watched it. He's on one leg.
Yeah.
He can't move. And he's still, it looks like dead to rights. Bro. I don't know how many times that Vic had the blitz called. He had the right dog called, and he's got a guy free in the hole, and it just didn't matter because one little shoulder shimmy, one little slip, one little slide, next thing you know, and it's 17-yard gain, and it's first down again.
Yeah, I mean, you got a guy sitting back there. He's planted. He's, and then you got a defender running right at him. He sees him, and he's in that spot. And all it takes is just a little a turn of the shoulders or a flip of the hips to kind of move his body, and now the target's off. So, especially when you get a defender who's running, he leaves his feet. The quarterbacks time that up so they can feel exactly where he gets to that launch point. And as soon as he leaves, all it takes is just a little bit a movement, and the defender's going to be able to slide off, and they climb the pocket or do whatever. Those are guys that have a knack for escapability.
All right, Zach, pleasure as always, my friend. Get better, would you? We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Zach Miller of the Chicago Bears. Always good. He's been a very, very solid find as a contributor to this radio program. Come back. We're going to give away a $15 Jets pizza gift card on Bears Monday. Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Helix Sleep. Fully customized mattresses shipped right to your door. Christian McCaffrey is joining Leonard Fournette in preparing for the NFL draft instead of playing in his team's bowl game. So for fear of injury, not for preparation of the draft, we know that is why McCaffrey and Fournette are not playing. But my biggest problem with McCaffrey's decision is this. College football players get an incredible experience. And all you have to sign up to do is play 13 football games. And before every season, every team talks about togetherness, brotherhood, and finishing. 47.5% of Stanford's offense is built around Christian McCaffrey, so instead of finishing that season, he's making the selfless decision, which is his right, as it is mine, to tell him it's a bad call. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are two for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, an unexpected call may change everything for you this week. Taurus, you have to analyze the pros and cons of a long-term project you want to start. Gemini, avoid conflict because things could escalate quite quickly. Cancer, your attitude this week will get you far with some important people. Leo, someone from the past keeps popping up in your memories this week. But why? And Virgo, remember that change is good even if it's caused by something unpleasant. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon right here. Interesting items in music.
Silver bell, silver bell.
The Christmas classic Silver Bells was almost known by a different name. Originally, the song was called Tinkle Bells. In an interview, the writers admitted that it never even crossed their minds that the word tinkle had a dual meaning. It wasn't until the wife of one of the composers insisted they change the word tinkle, citing that many people would connect the song to the bathroom.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice could be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Half-Price Books.
Hey, hey,
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score Guys. Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and finally, the Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at nusports.com. And also, we are broadcasting live from the official Cubs team store. It is on Michigan Avenue, 663 North Michigan. We're here until 6:30, but the store tonight is open until 9, and every weekday it is open until 9 o'clock here. So, for the Bears with the loss to the Packers yesterday, it appears that Matt Barkley had another good game, and it appears that a lot of people within the organization are feeling pretty confident in him, including head coach John Fox.
He's been given the opportunity. I think he's made the most of it. And like I said, we still have two more opportunities, and you know, we'll evaluate the body of work and move forward from that. You know, but I don't know how many people, you know, if they are, they might be fibbing a little bit, you know, thought he was going to have the kind of success he's had to this point.
Barkley certainly making a case to be a member of the roster next season. The Bears are 3-11. They'll take on Washington next. That team plays tonight, by the way. Monday Night Football against the Panthers. We've got the broadcast here at 6:45. Luke Kuechly is out with a concussion. And back to the Bears for a moment. Eddie Royal, he has been moved to injured reserve, so he is done for the season. Bulls play tonight. They're at home. They've got the Detroit Pistons in town. If they lose again, it'll be four straight losses for them. Blackhawks forward Artemi Panarin is one of the NHL's three stars of the week. And at the Miami Beach Bowl today, Tulsa defeated Central Michigan 55-10. Join Mully and Hanley, Spiegel and Goff, and Boers and Bernstein on the road. 670 The Score's holiday broadcast at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village Thursday, 5 in the morning until 6 p.m. See everybody broadcast live. We'll give away great prizes all day. Come get into the holiday spirit with The Score, brought to you by Lover's Lane and Viking Ski Shop. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, and coverage all day long on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. At Jared, they turn feelings into jewelry. It could be a piece that jewelry designers create just for Jared, or a piece custom made just for you. The one unique gift that tells her how you feel. That's why he went to Jared.
And at 5:35, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. It's a busy night here on the station, as always, on, a big Monday night.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. Grabbing a couple of phone calls here in Dubuque, it's Tom on WSCR.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, my Thanks, friend.
Tom. Hey, Terry, I was going to stop Thursday, but unfortunately, I have to start some radiation treatments, and I'm not going to be able to make it. So this is my goodbye to you. And one thing that you and Dan and just about everybody that works at The Score taught me is, you know, it's okay to laugh at yourself, and it's okay to, you know, screw up once in a while. So, I mean, you with, you know, Larry Bulba and Hub Garbage and everything in between.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Sure. I think that is important. But you should be able to laugh at yourself.
And, you know, even though I haven't seen you guys in a while, I still consider you as friends. And, Terry, I wish nothing but the best for you. And
right back at you, my friend. I know what you're going to be going through, and it's no picnic for anybody. Trust me, I know exactly what it is.
Yep.
Good luck, Tom. But,
yeah, oh, Tom. Thanks, you guys.
Good luck, my
bye
friend.
Bye.
All right, stay in
thanks.
Touch.
Yep, we will. Bye.
Good. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Thanks, Tom. Shannon of the Quad Cities is on The Score. Hey, Shannon.
guys, just want to say I had a hangnail, Terry, so I know what you're going through. I'm being a jerk. Hey, I just want to thank you so much for what you've given to your craft.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for listening all these years as well.
The respect that you've shown your audience and keeping us informed and entertained, all the laughs, but mostly the inhospitable to the stupid. It takes a lot of courage not to pander to the idiots. And I'm one of those idiots, probably, but what you've done, Terry, it's really mattered. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend, back at you.
Thank you, Shannon. We're going to say Terry's favorite words in show business in just a moment as Lawrence Holmes has 45 minutes taking us up to Monday Night Football on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling an invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are now available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap. You know this because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and please tell them the score sent you. And we still...
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are 2 for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, this might be a good week to let that special someone know how you're feeling. Scorpio, it's time to make up your mind about that big decision that's been bothering you for weeks. Sagittarius, everyone will look to you for guidance, so be informed and be prepared. Capricorn, find a way to be cooperative. Let someone else take the lead. Aquarius, this is the week to significantly shorten that long to-do list. And Pisces, look outside of your normal resources. Something that seems odd may be fun. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Interesting items in music.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. The performer of the song, Thurl Ravenscroft, accidentally wasn't credited in the movie. Dr. Seuss profusely apologized as soon as he learned about the error and wrote letters to newspapers around the country notifying them that Ravenscroft had performed the song, not Boris Karloff, the voice of the Grinch.
41 Lake Bluff.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 543 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, my two favorite words in show business. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. So I went and did it after we last talked about it. With nothing better to do on a Saturday, I took the kids to see Rogue One.
And?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was so much fun. I was so pleasantly surprised. It was like Matt Barkley, but it was really. I had very low expectations.
And I don't know why your expectations were low.
They just were low. I just, you know, because I
stop reading the Times. It you was, liberal.
Yeah, stop reading the mainstream media misleading me. But no, I was for just enough of a Star Wars nerd that I am to catch some of the little callbacks, some of the little cookies that are in there. It was well acted. It was well conceived. You know, our buddy John from Shorewood referred to it as connective tissue in the Star Wars universe. You know, sort of there is a term, and I it kills me. There is an actual screenwriting term for using a sort of prequel to fill in plot holes, to make connections that weren't initially intended, and it did that. It was really interestingly done and well conceived.
I guess John Doolittle wrote a review of Rogue One for MLB.com.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like a crazy Star Wars person, so he did his own thing. I haven't gone to see it yet. I think maybe later on this week I'll have the opportunity to do that out in Vegas. I like to go see movies out there because no one goes and sees movies out there. I can be alone. Terry, I'm going out there because DePaul's playing in a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be out there, and then I'm going to do a little bit of vacationing. But during the day, I like to go see movies because that makes sense.
That's what we do, too. Yeah. That's what we do when I'm on vacation. Yep.
Well, you know, because the alternative is me at a craps table all day or for 20 minutes. And that can be not good for you. Any bets you want me to place?
Yeah, I know it can. I could sit around and bet horses all day. And then after a while, Lawrence, you kind of realize this isn't working either.
Yeah.
This isn't it either. So, yeah, you do have to get away.
Well, let me know if you want me to place a bet.
All right. I will take a look around, see everything. Although I'm going out there. I'm going to do it. I haven't been away all this year as a people. I've been away. I just haven't been away.
Rosner,
you know what I'm saying?
Rosner said that the Packers, when they were 4-6, were 44-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Would have liked to have maybe gotten down on that.
Ooh.
That could have been fun. Although me and B-Mac were talking about, because we are definitely going on the show tonight, talk about the cowardice of John Fox and what happened at the end of the game. But the fun part for me yesterday was watching the sack. Was it McPhee that ended up getting Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Where he was just like, just sack me. Like he was just, he just like limped off to the left and was like, I'm getting ready to get sacked. So let me just take it. And I don't know if they can continue to win with a defense that is so turnover dependent and Aaron Rodgers being this version of himself where he can't use his feet and all that stuff, unless it's against the Bears. And I'm not sure why there wasn't bracket coverage against Jordy Nelson, because how many times do you need to see the guy do it?
We can't figure it out. There's no good answer. No good answer. Well, you're just being cover two. Being two man.
I went back and listened to, and it's one thing I'll share on the show tonight, Aaron Rodgers explain what happened on the play, and also explain how he and Mike McCarthy were like, oh, well, they're going to take the 10-second runoff. So maybe we should just run the clock out and go to overtime.
Yeah.
And then they didn't.
Of course they didn't. That's You know, if it actually mattered, Lawrence, you could feel the frustration and all the other stuff. It hasn't been that kind of Bears Monday, but I mean, it really makes no difference if they win or lose at this point in the season. But man, that guy, Foxy,
he can't handle in-game situations.
Well, at what point does that matter more?
I think it matters right damn now. That I'm furious about it. Not that they lost the game. There are a lot of things that bother me. And I was on the air after, you know, the boys were done yesterday with the post. But there's a couple of things here that I love to reiterate because I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about it. One, I thought it was cowardice to not go for the touchdown. It's fine. You don't want to go for the touchdown? Great. Great. Mm-hmm. If you knew that what your plan was to play it safe and maybe with your third down play get lucky, then with them not having any more timeouts, how about a run play on third down instead of throwing the ball with the opportunity for it to be incomplete? They left the Hail Mary goat with 80 seconds left.
You're right.
And then you're being passive, right? That's your whole deal. Is you're gonna try with the inferior team to lengthen the game, which is a mistake.
Even though it's the inferior team that was dominating the quarter all over the field.
You're still the inferior team, and you know how I know that? For what happened next. After that, you're going to go out there with A players, even a hurt A player, against B and C players. And he did what he does. But fine, you're being passive. But then you have the opportunity to take 10 seconds away from Aaron Rodgers to get to your objective. And your objective was get the game to overtime. And no, then you said, let's be aggressive. We're going to get the ball back as he's bleeding the clock. Thinking, well, we'll just take it to overtime too. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
It doesn't. He needs someone to help him, and at this point, he shouldn't. At this point in his career, he should have a better idea of how to manage in-game situations. The whole thing was a mess, and it matters because in games that it will matter, and he's done this before. He's done this in the AFC title game. He did this last year against Detroit. He has a track record of not handling in-game situations well. And that's part of the reason that you saw him moved along from his post in Denver. The way that he goes about it. He should get all the credit in the world for having a team prepared to play, and he should get credit for a team not giving up. But what would have been wrong? And I know my man Jack Silverstein, he tweeted this out. Back when you were covering the Bears, Wani went for two. Here's Raymond.
Remember what Wani said afterwards?
What'd he say?
It's a no-brainer.
There you go.
That's it. It's over.
And he was roundly pilloried.
Fired up and ready to go.
It was a no-brainer as well. But at least there was some sense of go for it that made sense. And by the way, I got my screenwriting term here from the texters. A retcon,
yeah.
R-E-T-C on retroactive continuity, retcon. There was some retconning going on in Rogue One.
For sure.
It was very satisfying, actually.
Good. I'm looking forward to checking it out. It'll be fun.
It's good. Nothing's been spoiled for you?
No. I mean, I've seen Elliot Serrano did a really good review on Facebook. Marcus Leshock did a 22-minute review with questions and didn't give any spoilers. It was fantastic.
It's hard to do because there's some cool stuff that goes on.
For sure.
Yep. We thank Zach Zaidman, Matt Bowen, Eric Edholm, and Zach Miller for joining us today.
Our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abedifolo.
One more kneel, and the Raiders will count it down. It's like New Year's Eve, and Dick Clark is here, Coach.
Well, I don't think so. I'm thinking
not. Guess not.
It's like New Year's Eve. And Dick Clark is here, Coach.
10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Raiders are in the playoffs.
Happy New Year.
That's Boys of Bernstein Cold right there. I love Matt Abedifolo, best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
I saw a stat today. It said, you know, the Packers
in the last who knows how many years, they've had two quarterbacks in 20 years probably, and the Bears have had like 20-something quarterbacks. So obviously that's a problem, and I would know because all those different hands were under my ass. So I know how many quarterbacks were coming in and out of the game, and that is a problem, and that is a drafting problem.
It's all a problem.
All right, everybody have a great night. Lord Slum coming your way. Terrific as always. We will talk to you tomorrow. It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
I think Oscar Wilde, when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction, too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are 2 for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods.
New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting item. Interesting. Some music.
Get around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Brenda Lee had 47 songs chart over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Set a date with the talk.
Hey!
5 days a week.
I am ready to party!
From Major Mondays...
I'm pregnant.
...to Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?